As I was reading over today's gospel, I recalled a theologian that kind of speaks to this idea of suffering in our life and what pain can do for us. And I actually have to thank the McDonald family for reminding me of this theologian. I had dinner with them on Friday night. And this theologian came to mind, and I'd like to just share with you some of this theologian's words and what he has to say about pain. So bear with me. It's in a poetic form, so we're just gonna dive into this. First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my sulking to the masses, write down my poems for the few that looked at me, took to me, shook to me, feeling me, singing my heartache, from the pain, taking my message, from the veins, speaking my lesson, from the brain, seeing the beauty through the pain. You made me a believer. Pain, you break me down, you build me up, believer. Pain, oh, let the bullets fly, oh, let them rain. My life, my love, my God, it came from pain. You made me a believer. So those were the first two verses and refrain from the great theologian Dan Reynolds, who is from the band Imagine Dragons, and his hit song Believer that came out a few years ago. Now, obviously, Dane Reynolds is not actually a great theologian, but I will have to say this song speaks volumes of what pain and suffering mean in our life, and I think ties very, very well in the gospel message today. So these first couple lines are about this guy, this man, Dan, writing almost autobiographically about his own life that feels compelled to complain and to just kind of want to reclaim his own life. So the story behind Dan Reynolds, when he was young, he was a talented musician. He had his whole future in front of him, had this great career planned out, and he was making great strides in that lifestyle. And then out of the blue, he found this pain growing in his life. He went to a doctor and found out that it was this rare disease called ankylosing spondylitis, which is a severe arthritis that attacks your joints and specifically your spinal column. And he found it more and more difficult to play musical instruments. He found it difficult even to sit or stand for long periods of time. And he just railed against this. He hated the fact that he now had this pain in his life, and he tried to find ways to deal with it. Now, I see this very much reflecting the rich man in today's gospel. We have this guy that I have to assume, just because it's true of every life, he had pain and suffering in his life, but he chose his own way of dealing with it. He chose comfort and luxuries and things of this world to deal with it. And what happened is that pain, that suffering, this was true for Dan in his life as well, and maybe it's true for us in our sufferings and our pains, that we tend to then focus in on ourselves, our own needs, our own desires. It becomes a very selfish thing when we feel pain, because we think we're the only one in the world suffering from this. We think we're all alone in the pain, in the sorrow that we feel, and so we just close ourselves off. We become isolated. Dan did this in his early days. Here he was diagnosed with this disease as a teenager, knowing full well for the rest of his life he would have a pain that was incurable and really had no treatments that could even make it better. And so he focused in on himself and his own dismal state, and he fell into this great depression. And all he saw around him was just darkness and more pain and misery, and he didn't know how to get out of that. Neither does the rich man in today's gospel. He just dwells on himself, doesn't even notice the man outside his door who is suffering even more than he is. Third things third, send a prayer to the ones up above. All the hate that you've heard has turned your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up and it rained down. It rained down like pain. You made me a believer, believer. Pain, you break me down, you built me up, believer, believer. Pain, I let the bullets fly, oh, let them rain. My life, my love, my God, it came from pain. You made me a believer, believer. Then it dawned on Dan that the way out of his pain was not turning towards himself and his own misery, but instead it was reaching out to others. He found that by writing about his pain and sharing it with others in the world who were suffering and in great need, it released him from that depression and the anxiety and the weight of that pain. More so, he reached back to his Mormon roots. He found God in his pain. He found that prayer was a way out of that pain. We see Lazarus in today's gospel, this man who was so stricken that he had sores and the dogs would come and lick his sores. He was in great misery. But unlike the rich man who turned into himself, Lazarus had faith in Abraham. He had faith in Moses and the commandments. He had faith in God himself. And he's rewarded for this. He didn't go to heaven because he was a poor man who suffered. Lazarus made it to heaven because he was a poor man who suffered that saw God in his suffering, that saw redemption in the pain, that was something purifying. It cleansed him from everything that was worldly and ungodly in him. For us, then, we have to choose. How are we going to deal with the pain and the suffering in our life? We can either dwell with it in ourselves, or we can look to the cross. We can see that pain and suffering has a divine attribute to it, that it actually has a purifying element, that it is, in fact, part of the fiery love of God's mercy for us. Last things last, by the grace of the fire and the flames, you're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up and it rained down like pain. You made me a believer, believer. Pain, you break me down, you built me up, believer, believer. Pain, I let the bullets fly, oh, let them rain. My life, my love, my God, it came from pain. You made me a believer, believer. Pain is the avenue of grace. I'm actually convinced that in this life, when we feel pain or suffering, it is the fire of God's love, a fire that purifies us, and it's the exact same fire that exists in the afterlife. Notice that with Lazarus and the rich man, they're not really in two different places. The rich man can see Lazarus and Abraham far afield, and he talks to them, and he says to them, send Lazarus down to quench my tongue. Have him dip his finger in water to quench my tongue. Look, even in the afterlife, the rich man is only concerned about his comfort. Even there, he doesn't ask to see God. He doesn't ask to be inspired by heavenly realities. He just wants his burning tongue to be satiated. But that fire that he feels in the torments of the netherworld, I'm convinced that he's not even in a separate place from Abraham, that heaven and hell are the exact same place in the afterlife, that it's the same fire. But what happens is, if we spend a lifetime enduring pain and suffering by turning inwards in ourselves and making ourselves into God and relying on our own efforts, then when we get to that heavenly reality and we feel the fire of God's love for us, this inferno of his passion and care for us, we will be in torment because we don't want it. We denied it in life, and we deny it for eternity. And so that same fire that fills us with life and love and light and goodness and right can be the same cause of our torment and grief in the afterlife. But if we choose to be like Lazarus, if we choose to follow this song's writings by Dan, then suddenly that fire becomes life-giving and beautiful and holy. And that's what the heavenly fire of God's love will be for us. And so if we can spend a lifetime experiencing the fire of God's love and seeing God in the midst of it, then for eternity we'll also see God. But if we miss God in this life, we're going to miss him in the next. Through it all, hopefully that pain, that suffering that Lazarus felt and that we feel as well, will make us a believer. Amen.